Hello.
Hello, Mr. Davis.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No
Yeah.
problem. And what was the rest of the policy number? I got
Oh.
ILTH247.
All right, 1 second. It was IL, hold on 1 second. All right, ILTH 247-558.
Okay. Is there anything that may start with 001 on the policy?
No, that's just the policy number for my insurance company, which is Insurance One. And that's what I've used.
Have you called him before for roadside assistance?
Yeah.
Okay.
About 3 or 4 times.
I may start with NRDE, possibly.
Oh. You know, I'm in the car here, so I don't really have anything. Let me see. Hold on a second. It's my policy information, you know, for the car numbers. You said with an IP something?
NRDE.
And did that be on my insurance card?
Right.
What were you saying it started with?
NRDE.
Oh, then okay. It's on NEIT.
What's the address registered to the policy?
Yeah, that's 100 Marlene, Marlene, and apartment number 4, and that's in Wakanda, Illinois, 60084, apartment number 4.
What's the year, make and model of the vehicle you're calling about?
This is an 06 Nissan Altima.
And by chance, do you know the effective date of your policy?
Yeah, I mean, it just paid them actually on the 3rd. I just paid them, but it is, I have a effective date is 2/13/21.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I tried to input
You know what? Can you, I just was thinking about something. Does it make a difference to you? Because they just changed insurance company is Freeway. They bought out the insurance one. And then the other thing is that so Freeway Insurance is the actual, contactors or the producers for the policy, but the policy is written through Lighthouse Financial is the actual insurance company that provides the insurance. You know what I'm saying? Does it make any difference to you?
No, it shouldn't. You said your effective date was February 8th?
Yeah. Well, it said February 13th, it looks like.
15th?
Kind of hard for me to read. But it's what it looks like. But it definitely is a school. 21. And then I just made my payment on them on the 3rd. And I have two vehicles on here. I was going to remove that other vehicle, so it's just one Nissan Altima.
Okay, so it is still giving me an error. So you will have to pay for the service out of pocket today and then submit your expenses in for reimbursement. If you can possibly get an insurance agent on the line from the insurance company to, you know, verify that your policy is in effect and it's currently active, and then we could possibly continue with the service that way.
Yeah, because it's definitely for sure 100%. I just pay them. I always pay them. You know, okay. I always pay them. It's very important to me that I pay those and all my bills, not just the insurance. So if you look at my credit account, I mean, my credit bureaus and stuff like that, my credit is terrible because I have all these delinquencies, or not delinquencies, I have a bunch of different creditors and stuff like that, and all my credit cards are maxed out, but I always pay. If you look in their payments, I paid. I always pay, so... I know I paid them on the 3rd. So I always pay everything. It's definitely paid. I can call them, no problem. What do you want me to do? Should I have them call you guys, or what do I need me to?
So if you can call them and let them know the situation, let them know that we can't pull your policy up in the system with the policy number, and have them give us a call with you on the line, so in like a three-way call.
Okay. All right. And call you at this number you called me from, or the other one that I called?
Yeah, call us at this number, the 888-521-7244.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else I can
call them? No.
Yeah, so...
I will call them right now and get a hold of them, because I know they're still in the office. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye now.